Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Friday, September 20th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for iOS from the Omni Group. Kicking off today, the iPhone 11, iPhone 11 Pro, and iPhone 11 Pro Max are now available to buy from Apple's website, carriers, retailers, and Apple stores. The Apple Watch Series 5 is also now available from Apple stores and more. Apple opened pre-orders for the iPhone 11 and Apple Watch Series 5 last week, and the first shipments are now arriving to customers as sales begin at stores. As a quick refresher, the iPhone 11 features a new dual-camera design, while the iPhone 11 Pro has adopted a triple-lens camera setup with a wide, ultra-wide, and telephoto lens. Both devices are powered by Apple's new A13 Bionic processor and feature improved battery life over their predecessors. The Apple Watch Series 5 features an always-on display, as well as the same 18-hour battery life as the Apple Watch Series 4. If you didn't place your pre-order last week, you can try your luck at Apple stores and other retailers for walk-in availability. Keep in mind that both Apple Watch Series 5 and iPhone 11 availability will be constrained at least for the next few days, and that's especially true if you're picky about color and storage capacity. The iPhone 11 with 64GB of storage starts at $699 and is available in 6 colors, including white, black, green, yellow, purple, and product red. The iPhone 11 Pro starts at $999 for 64GB, while the iPhone 11 Pro Max starts at $1099. The iPhone 11 Pro and the iPhone 11 Pro Max are available in 4 colors, space gray, silver, gold, and an all-new midnight green. Last but not least, the Apple Watch Series 5 starts at $399 for aluminum, with other casing options available including stainless steel, titanium, and ceramic. In conjunction with the iPhone 11 launch, Apple has finally reopened its Fifth Avenue Glass Cube retail store after 3 years of significant expansion and renovation. In January 2017, Apple closed the store for remodeling and opened a temporary location next door. After dismantling the Glass Cube in May 2017, the Fifth Avenue location sat empty until March of 2018, when scaffolding rose and the Glass Cube was carefully reassembled. The new Fifth Avenue Apple Store adopts a layout and design similar to other flagship Apple stores around the world. The new store is nearly double the size of the original Fifth Avenue location and features a new form area where Today at Apple programming will be held. The Genius area has also doubled in size, helping the store increase its service capacity. The Fifth Avenue location will also continue to be open 24 hours per day, 365 days per year. Apple has also created special in-store sessions exclusive to Apple Fifth Avenue in celebration of the reopening. In addition, a Today at Apple collection called Fifth Avenue Creates will run from September 21st through September 29th, with the goal of highlighting New York City creativity. 9to5 Mac's Michael Stieber was at the grand opening of the new Fifth Avenue Apple Store, so be sure to check out his photos at the link in the show notes below. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for iOS. OmniFocus for iOS has long been the gold standard to-do manager for iPhone and iPad users. In fact, the app originally launched on day one of the App Store, but it's come quite a way since then. OmniFocus for iOS gives you everything you need to plan, review, and forecast all of your upcoming tasks. There are plenty of features for organizing projects with due dates, flags, and an inbox-style UI that lets you quickly add tasks and search by tags. These days, the iOS app also syncs with a companion Mac app and the new OmniFocus for Web app that you can access from any browser. To learn more and to try out OmniFocus for iOS today, go to omnifocus.com/9to5iOS or hit the link in today's show notes. My thanks to the Omni Group for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. As we detailed yesterday, iOS 13 and watchOS 6 are now available to the public, but Apple has also made some other changes to its future software roadmap. Yesterday I said that iOS 13.1 and iPadOS 13 would be released to the public on September 30th. Since then, however, Apple has slightly shifted its roadmap and now plans to release both updates on September 24th. This means that starting next week, you'll be able to upgrade from iOS 13 to iOS 13.1 and install the brand new iPad OS on your iPad. With iOS 13.1 being just a few days away at this point, the most logical solution for many people is to skip iOS 13 altogether. The first release of iOS 13 has some stability and performance problems, and likely one of the reasons Apple moved up iOS 13.1 is so that those problems are fixed sooner rather than later for iOS users. In other news, Apple continues to expand the availability of 3% cash back with Apple Card. Starting today, T-Mobile customers can earn 3% daily cash when they use their Apple Card for select purchases. The carrier says that the 3% cashback offer applies to any in-store T-Mobile purchase that's made with Apple Pay. This includes hardware, such as the iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro, as well as accessories and one-time bill payments. For now, 3% cashback seems limited to those in-store purchases because Apple Pay is not supported on the T-Mobile website or in the T-Mobile app. The carrier says, however, that it will soon add Apple Pay to both platforms, expanding the availability of the 3% offer. Initially, Apple Card only offered 3% cashback on purchases of Apple hardware and services. Since then, however, Apple has inked deals with Uber, Uber Eats, Walgreens, and now T-Mobile. All Apple Pay purchases earn 2%, and all physical card purchases earn 1%. Going forward, we expect Apple to continue to expand the 3% cashback offer with new retailers and more. Last but not least this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys, who has details on all of the hottest deals of the day.
This weekend's best deals at 9to5 Toys include Apple's latest iPad Air for up to $50 off. The deals start at $469 shipped on both Wi-Fi and cellular configuration offerings. And if you're picking up a new Apple Watch Series 5 today, make sure you check out our roundup of the best watch bands, straps, and loops with deals starting from $5. You'll find a wide selection to choose from to match any budget and wardrobe out there. And make sure you're following us on Twitter over at 9to5toys.com so you don't miss out on any of the best deals or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include a new episode of the Happy Hour podcast, as well as the latest episode of the 9to5 Mac Stack Trace podcast with special guest David Barnard. Check out both of those at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. My thanks to the Omni Group for supporting the show this week. Sponsors like the Omni Group help us keep making 9to5 Mac Daily 5 days per week. As always, if you like 9to5 Mac Daily, it'd be tremendously helpful if you left us a rating and review in Apple Podcasts and made sure you are subscribed in your podcast player of choice. Read all of the stories mentioned this week on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter @ChanceHMiller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of 9to5 Mac Daily.